This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.
High and deep into left field. It is back, and it is gone!
And the breaking ball, there it goes! Deep left center field, and Kay Oscar is there to make the catch.
There you go.
There it is.
There's a winner.
Back.
Look at that.
Back. Gone.
Deep toward the bullpen. And back he goes. Its ball is gone.
Oh, it feels good to have baseball back.
What a time. And as a wise man once said, Keith.
Yeah?
Chicks dig the long ball.
Is that what they said?
And so do I.
Uh-huh.
We'll get you our dong pool draft here. We will each take, all five of us, myself. Keith, Billy, Nick, Terp joining us in studio. What's up, Terp?
Welcome
What's
aboard, up? Terp.
You guys like the Red Sox sweatshirt I got on today?
Oh, you're ready to go.
Ready to go.
I thought he was about to throw LeBron stuff in your face like he was doing off the air.
Sick brag, bro.
No, I saw Terp tweeting about LeBron. And I was like, unfollow.
You're like, mute.
Nice game winner last night from the GOAT.
That's on the Pacers. That's more of the Pacers losing than it is LeBron winning. Anyway,
we're all here. We all have our random team names as assigned by the fantasy platform we're on. I'm Adam's astounding team, which I don't love.
I don't like
That's
that.
That's going to need a tweak.
They have such a long list of dirty words that you're not allowed to put on these fantasy sites now, which is insane.
Like a dong pool, that should be allowed.
Should be allowed. If you could say it on the radio, you should be able to put it on the websites, but whatever. We know what it is.
Yeah. So all five of us, we're going to take four players each, 20 total players. We're going to follow this all year long. Whoever has the most home runs at the end of the year wins.
Yeah. What do they win?
I don't know.
TBD.
We'll figure that
out. Like Eric Crochet, we'll figure it out as we go.
Well, great question. What did Billy win for the combine? We'll answer that for you right now. Billy gets to pick the draft order. You want to go first or last, Bill?
I will go first.
Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. And I just have to sit here and watch the rest of the draft.
Okay,
so
hang on.
Right. So we're going snake order draft. So Billy goes first. That means Jones goes second. I go third. Nick will go fourth. Terp will have the fifth and the sixth pick.
Wow. I like that.
In the dong pool. That is not a bad spot to be there. Catbird seat, some would say.
I also like that.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. Billy, why don't you get us started?
With the first pick in the dong draft.
All right, kind of obvious pick. Give me Shohei Ohtani.
Take your pick.
I mean,
you want to pimp a home run? That's great. Let's pimp everything.
Can't say I would argue with that. Except I actually would. If I had the first pick in the draft, I would have taken this man, Aaron Judge.
Ah, son of a gun. All right, I will go with the third pick overall. I will take the scariest at-bat in the league, Yordan Alvarez.
Oh. I thought you were going Kyle Tucker.
Well, Yordan Alvarez. I'm in it to win it. Don't worry about that.
The text line already said
that. Don't worry about that.
The text line already said $20 to anybody who takes
don't read that.
Kyle Tucker from Rich
Keefe. Well, somebody might be picking right before Keefe in the second round.
They won't Venmo you. They're not going to Venmo you the 20s.
Okay,
don't do it.
We're three picks in. Ohtani, Judge, Yordan Alvarez. Right. Nick, you're up.
I am going with Brent Rooker. They are playing in a National League park this year. A shorter distance to hit a home run. Brent Rooker.
You mean a minor league park?
What did I say? National League park?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Minor league park.
The Sacramento Rivercats or the National League? I haven't followed baseball closely for a few years. I didn't realize the Sacramento Rivercats were an NL
team. They're actually playing in a stadium with no fence. So I don't know if that helps him or hurts him.
Brent Rooker. Okay.
Brent Rooker.
Nice pick.
Flying off the board.
Can't say I hate it. Terp on the clock. Back-to-back picks here.
I'm going to go Kyle Tucker.
No, you're not. Are you serious?
And Kyle Schwarber.
Oh,
double Kyles.
Kyles.
Yeah, double Kyles.
The Kyle brothers. Okay. Smart.
That's a good team name there.
I mean, he might win MVP, some are saying. Kyle Tucker.
Text line, you can Venmo Terp. It's $20. Figure out where to send that. Yeah. Okay, so we're through one round plus.
Nobody likes Kyle Tucker until the Dong draft happens.
Ohtani, Judge, Alvarez, Rooker, Tucker, Schwarber. I got to be careful with my handwriting. I got to barely read it.
The Amazing Kyle Brothers.
We're back to Nick with pick number seven. Pick number seven.
Kind of surprised he lasted this long. Juan Soto.
Juan Soto.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Interesting pick. I think Nick expected more celebration there.
No, I didn't expect any.
Kind of surprised. He's still on the board.
Not one, but two of you guys had this gentleman winning the American League MVP, so I will go with Vlad Jr.
Vladdy Jr.
Vlad Jr. off the board.
Okay, I like that pick.
Uh-huh.
I guess I'll stay in New York with pick number nine here. I will go with the polar bear, Pete Alonso.
Big Pete.
Billy, you got back-to-back picks here.
Wow.
All right, I will go first with Jose Ramirez.
Okay.
Oh, this was a 40-40. If this was a home run and steals league, he'd
J-Ram.
Be kicking ass between Shohei and Ramirez.
Nice value there.
And I will go Gunnar Henderson.
Okay.
Gunnar.
All right. Gunnar Henderson for Bill. That's honestly who I was hoping was going to be there.
Oh, so sad.
Not great.
Who is it going to be now?
I will go with Matt Olson.
Matt Olson?
Of the, I think, Atlanta Braves.
Well, that'll help if you can.
I read up on home runs the other day. I'm pretty sure he still plays for Atlanta.
All right. He's not exactly a home run machine. However, I have him winning the American League MVP. I think he'll be over 30 bombs. So give me Bobby Witt.
Bobby Witt.
Yeah. Vlad Jr., Bobby Witt Jr.
You saw that one coming.
Yep. The juniors.
Okay. We are to Nick with his third pick.
I am going to go with Rafael Devers.
Ooh.
Okay.
Homer City.
What a honk.
Homer.
All right, Turp, make one pick and then we'll pause. We'll reset where we're at.
All right, I'm going to go with Cal Raleigh.
Cal Raleigh?
I was hoping he was going to
Nick
my big
was talking all about Cal Raleigh.
So Turp's plan is to steal everybody's player?
Yeah, that's all it is. He just listens to everybody.
Mr. Steal Your Girl over here.
I was between Devers and Big Dumper right there, yeah.
Big Dumper?
That's his nickname.
Why wouldn't I pick that guy?
That makes me kind of love him.
I should have taken him
the
earlier.
Big Dumper.
And I have a team name now.
Yeah, you do.
The Big Dumpers.
No. You're Mr. Steal Your Home Run or something like that. That's what you got to be over there.
All right,
there.
So we're what, three rounds in?
Okay, we're three rounds in. Terp will be on the clock for our fourth and final round. He stole Kyle Tucker from Keith. Checks in the mail. Kyle Schwarber.
No, the guy said, what's your Venmo, Terp? He'll send it to you.
Oh, nice.
Justin-Turpin63.
There you go. Justin. 63? Big Marshan guy?
No, I wore that number in football.
Got it. It's old.
It's a tribute to LeBron, obviously. Kyle Schwarber and Big Dumper, Cal Raleigh. Those are Terp's three picks. Nick will be the second pick of the final round. He has Brent Rooker, Juan Soto, who he couldn't believe was still there.
Shocked.
And Rafael Devers. Keith went Yordan Alvarez, Vladdy Jr., and Bobby Witt. It's a nice sounding
team,
not
gonna lie. That's a good squad.
Myself, I went with Aaron Judge, Pete Alonso, and Matt Olson. That felt like a panic pick.
Wow.
And Billy's got Shohei Ohtani, Jose Ramirez, and Gunnar Henderson. All right, Turp, start up the fourth and final round.
Did you mention Marcelo Ozuna in there?
No.
Marcelo Ozuna?
No. Turp doesn't even know who's available.
That's what I'm going to go with. Yeah.
He's like, Does anybody else? Ozuna?
Yeah, I'll take
please.
Shohei Ohtani.
He already went, right?
Yes, he did. All right, so Ozuna.
He's gone. All right, Nick, so help me God if you take my guy.
I'm hoping that Corey Seager is going to be healthy this year. Give me Corey Seager.
I thought he was going to say somebody else. Hope Seager's healthy. Give me Marcus Simeon.
So actually, wait a minute. I thought I was the next pick. Keith's the next pick. So help me God.
All right, there's a lot of good choices.
There are. So many.
I'll go with Fernando Tatis.
Damn it!
Yeah, I'll go with Fernando Tatis Jr. I'm the team of juniors. That's kind of what we landed on.
I know Billy was waiting on him because he's his NL MVP.
Vlad Jr., Bobby Witt Jr., and Tatis Jr., all sons of major leaguers. Pretty good. Pretty good if you can get it.
Championship. I don't like it. That's who I wanted.
Get a loaded squad.
I'm choosing between my NL MVP and the guy I'm actually going to pick, second Brave, just double-checked it, Austin Riley.
Austin Riley?
You betcha.
Joe's going to be watching a lot of Braves games this year.
A lot of Atlanta Braves baseball.
Taking the Braves.
For yours truly, Austin Riley. Billy, final pick.
My final pick will be Bryce Harper.
Yeah, I thought about him.
That's who I was.
So nobody drafted Mookie Betts. Was that because he's lost 20 pounds?
Nobody drafted Lindor.
Nobody drafted Lindor?
Nope.
Nobody drafted Anthony Santander, who you like.
Oh,
Julio Rodriguez.
He had a down year last year, though.
Who did?
J-Rod.
Oh, J-Rod did. Yeah, yeah. He's young.
It's about this year, Terp.
It's all true. About 2025 dongs.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody drafted 2024 dongs.
It's a free agency rules here.
I wanted to shoehorn
there
in.
There are none.
Yeah, this is it.
Set it. Forget it.
I wanted to shoehorn in Ruby De La Rosa.
Oh, you did?
Not Ruby De La Rosa.
Ellie De La Cruz.
Ellie De La Cruz.
What is going on today?
You could have Ruby De La Cruz if you want him.
Ellie De La Cruz.
Got it.
He was maybe the original Baby Pedro.
Twitch chat said Schwarber. Yeah, Schwarber was taken pretty early.
Schwarber was taken.
Terps all Kyle team.
Mm-hmm. That's a good point.
I was looking for more Kyle.
Snaked Kyle Tucker from me.
That's a good point. Jones went back-to-back New York and back-to-back Atlanta. I'm going to regret passing on Bryce Harper.
Oh, yeah. You're a big NL East guy. All your dongs are in the NL East.
No. Two New York players. Aaron Judge and Pete
Alonso.
Yeah. Okay, so let's recap these one more time. You can let us know who you think had the best dong draft.
All right, just go through your team. We'll each go through our own team. So who do you got?
Well, Billy, why don't you start?
That way
we go in order. Billy, your team.
I don't even remember.
Okay, yeah.
Shohei
Ohtani, Jose Ramirez,
yep.
Gunnar Henderson,
yep.
Bryce Harper. That's a nice team.
It is.
I took Aaron Judge, Pete Alonso, Matt Olson, Austin Riley. Keith?
It's pretty good. Yordan Alvarez, Vlad Guerrero Jr., Bobby Witt Jr., Fernando Tatis Jr.
That's the team I'd want to watch the most. I can confidently say that's the team I'd want to watch the most.
That's pretty good.
Nick?
Brent Rooker, Juan Soto, Rafa, what did Wiggy call Devers?
Ralphie Devers.
Ralphie.
Corey Seager.
Okay, and Terp?
I'm going to need some help here, I think. But
Kyle Tucker, Kyle Raleigh.
Big Dumper.
And Marcel Ozuna.
Well, I'm excited about this. This should be good. We have to figure out either a prize for the winner or a penalty for the loser. One of the two. I'm not sure which, but something's got to give.
Well, and the prize could be an unexpected thing, like Billy throwing the draft order at us at the last second there.
Although Keith
didn't have to pivot at all. You knew where you were going to pick.
No, I was locked in at three. I had a good draft plan. I stuck with it.
Can we draft anything in football season?
Yeah, sure.
Probably.
Yeah, I mean, what do you mean?
Yeah,
we'll figure something out.
Touchdown.
Most touchdowns. Touchdown pool.
Yeah, I was those two Braves. I only like half my
team.
Yeah,
I can't imagine you feel great about that.
It's the problem with research.
But that should be.
It's the problem with doing research.
It
gets in the way.
They're going to have to do all this.
I mean, you got to pick with your gut.
So we asked this question a couple weeks ago, just on the Red Sox.
Yep.
Do you think Devers leads the team in home runs?
Probably.
I think that's the safest bet.
Correct. It's a wide range of outcomes with him, I think.
It is.
But the safest guy to hit 30 is Devers.
Well, they have.
Like, it could be Cassis.
I
think it could be Bregman. I would not wager on that, but I think it could be Bregman. I wouldn't rule out Duran, honestly.
To lead the team in home runs?
Yeah, could he get to 30 and that could lead the team? Yeah, Devers didn't even get to 30 last year.
So I know
Cassis has never hit
30. We always dismiss Story, and I'm not saying that he would do it, but he had two, and I know it was in Coors Field, but he had two 30 home run seasons. So, like, Devers has hit 30, Bregman's hit 30, Story's hit 30, Cassis, Brezel thinks she can hit 40, Duran hit 20.
Yep.
That's five guys in your lineup that can all sock dingers. So.
And yet we only took one.
Yeah, like, I don't know. I think most of those guys are going to be somewhere between, like, 25 and 30, 29. Like, so all the guys I drafted, I think, will hit more home runs. That doesn't mean that they won't, as a team, hit a bunch. Be a good dong team.
No, it's a good dong team. Look, it's a good offense. As we said, the expectations are up. All right, that's the dong draft live. Terp.
Thank you, Terp.
All right. See
thank
you guys.
For the contributions.
Talk to you next Wednesday.
Stealing players from Keith, which I enjoyed very much.
It's for the love of the game.
Yeah,
it is for the love of the game.